Hmm?
Well, sure terrible to clean.
Why?
Oh, you see that old front end go crawling on all by itself.
Oh, it's, I don't need them, just don't.
Some of these people need the whole outfit, back and all. The back's better than the part of the skin and all.
Well, I guess it would be.
Front legs, you say, got lots of meat on them. That back, you say, sure got lots of meat.
When I was a girl, about 11, 12 years old, we had a neighbor that had the farm adjoining us. They had proved up on it for that time, see, and they moved away. He was a barber, and they lived out there sometimes, and they'd come out over weekends and things, but they lived in Yukon, and he had a barber shop there, so his son was about 18, 19, and he loved frog legs better than anything, so this pond that I told you about where we had the boats, he came out there and caught a lot of frogs one day, and my mother would cook them for him. She couldn't stand the thought of cooking them. You know, they quiver and jerk like a turtle flesh does. As you cook them, she just refused to cook them. Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, you cook them for me." I said, "Well, if you clean them, I'll cook them for you, wait. I'm not going to clean them." And he didn't kill them. He just cut those legs off of that those things. And we were eating them, and one of them passed the door of front legs. Sitting there chewing on his hind leg. I never was so sick in all my life. I never tasted front legs since. Nobody could hardly eat them.
I never did eat any of them last year, and I went to Florida. Son-in-law was down here one day, I don't know, I guess she hadn't gone then, and anyway they killed 9 of the largest things I ever saw up there on the tank. And we cleaned them and it was the prettiest meat, and Helen said when we went home, she told me, "Did you come up Tuesday and eat dinner with us, spend the day in? I cook the frog legs and I cook up a 2-pound bass fish, and if you don't like the frog legs, you can eat the fish." And so I went up. I just made my dinner on frog legs. My, they were good.
Oh, they are.
Just as tender as they could be.
No, that's pretty white meat.
Pretty white meat.
You have those small green frogs here.
Yeah.
You get up in the trees and make such a racket. What do you call those things?
Tree frog.
Crinoy.
Who?
Crinoy.
What's
that? That's the French.
Oh.
My father picked that up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
When he came to this country, he was quarantined in Canada for
30
days, and it was in the spring of the year, and those, when those cheapers, I believe we call them cheapers, were coming out. What is it we call
peepers?
Huh?
Peepers?
Peepers, that's it. Uh-huh. And the French people called them crinoy.
Oh.
It's K-E-R-N-O-I-S-E, like noise, but the noise is the pronunciation.
Sure make a noise.
So, my father always called them that because he learned that when he came to this country and he'd never seen them or heard of them, and that was his name for them. So, so we all called them that. They're tree frogs or peepers.
Mm-hmm.
And after a rain, they just come out.
They do, don't they? Do you have those ones that are supposed to cause warts here?
Yeah.
There's one right here. Not long ago, it was in my hand, the biggest, fattest thing I ever saw.
What do you call those things?
Toad frogs, we call them.
Aren't they miserable looking creatures? I'm certainly pleased when I have a yard full of those, though. I know the bugs are going to go.
Yeah, they really
eat the bugs. When you was a kid, did you have any lightning bugs?
Oh, yeah.
And then Georgia, we'd catch 2 or 3 big handfuls of them and find us a toad frog and just come back.